Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Well, this is Geraldine Thurman, and I had ordered that mixer for $2, and you charged me $59.89.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
Geraldine Thurman.
Yes, I mean, could you verify your mailing address?
2095 Jessica Way, Navarre, Florida, 32566.
Yes, and I do see there was a contest that was entered for the Kitchen 8 mixer.
Yes.
Yes, and so whenever you enter that contest for the Kitchen 8 mixer, you have to be enrolled in our app called ByteTub. Donors are paid based off our subscriptions.
Well, I want that money back. I don't want it.
Yes, and well, ByteTub is a great app. It gives you recipes to cut back on carbs and sugar. We can offer you a $20 discount if you would like to continue.
No, I don't want it. Just send me my to my card back, $59.89. Because I'm going to call my credit card now and can't discipline them, let them know about it.
Yes, so we can go ahead and have this account canceled. That cancellation stops any future billings. We'll go ahead and issue a refund for that charge. It will post in 3 to 5 days. Would you like the cancellation number?
Pardon?
Would you like the cancellation number?
Yes, please. Just a minute. Okay.
And your confirmation number is C as in Charlie?
Charlotte, C?
92.
No, I can't understand you. Can you speak?
C as in Charlie?
Okay.
9207.
92.
07 7 3 7 3 8 8 8 8 9.
Well, it's not in my account, then I'm just going to call my credit card and tell them that.
Yes, and that refund takes 3 to 5 days to post.
I will. But I want to make sure. I mean, to me, this is a scam.
I'm sorry, by the way. The terms and conditions were stated on the website whenever you placed the order.
But, okay, thank you.
Thanks for our customer support. Have a great day.